Saudi Arabia's decision to send troops into Bahrain has had an unexpected side effect. The United States and Iran have found themselves in agreement. Both countries are criticizing the use of force against protesters and the intervention of foreign forces into the country. As the world's Laura Lynch reports, there are concerns that Bahrain's internal conflict could escalate.
The Saudi Arabian government, contending with much smaller protests in the eastern region of its country, is well aware the Shiite minority there is drawing inspiration from the demonstrations next door in Bahrain. Last week, a spokesman for the Saudi Interior Ministry, General Mansour al-Turki, suggested foreign influences are trying to create instability.
They are not actually living in the country. They do not understand the people of the country. They try actually to take advantage of what's going on around and try to find those who support their ideas or support their attitude.
It may well have been a veiled reference to Iran. It has suddenly become a very public defender of downtrodden Shiites living in the region. Today, Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who's overseen violent crackdowns on Iranian protesters, condemned the clashes in Bahrain. Without naming Saudi Arabia, he warned other governments not to interfere to aid a regime supported by the United States. In the strange twists and turns of geopolitics in the region, even as Ahmadinejad criticized the U.S. for acting in its own interests, he echoed Washington's call for negotiations instead of violence. Sunni-dominated Saudi Arabia and Shia-dominated Iran have long competed for influence in the Middle East. That's why Madawi al-Rashid of King's College in London is concerned about Saudi troops entering Bahrain.
The fact that Saudi Arabia is moving is actually a bad sign that there is a high risk that this is the beginning of a fully-fledged sectarian war with the help of outside forces.
Inside Saudi Arabia itself, Shiites are watching events in Bahrain closely.
I want the government, Saudi government, to stop this bloodshed and endless clashes.
Tawfiq al-Saif is a Shiite and a political analyst living in the country's eastern province.
Sending troops there is not something I can welcome, because I know the situation there in Bahrain requires mediation between the opposition and the government rather than supporting a particular side.
Far from quelling discontent, al-Saif expects the violence in Bahrain to lead to more protests by Shiites in Saudi Arabia. It seems that's a risk the government in Riyadh is willing to take. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.